Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
71 degrees, 602.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the formal morning show.
Why do you sound like Marvin the Martian?
Where's the kaboom? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Quick story. When I was in the Navy, you just remember, Ryan, I was talking to a friend of mine last night I hadn't talked to in years in the submarine service. We just Facebook and we connected and he said, call me. We talked for 20 minutes.
I love that.
So we were on board a missile submarine and we tested a missile. We really launched one, like all the way over to Africa. It was crazy. I mean, to really shoot one. So it's quiet. You can imagine we're all listening like, oh, what the hell's going to happen? So you're on these little headsets like you see in the movies that we're all wearing with a little thing in the front where you talk. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody does it. You hear this, like, it's so totally quiet, and you hear this voice go, where's the kaboom?
There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
And we're... At the time, it was the funniest thing in the world, until the captain's in the back going, who the hell said that? Confession? It was me.
Of course it was.
Oh, I hid, man. I didn't even look him in the eye for, like, 3 days. He was furious that someone had done that.
Did somebody snitch on you?
No, nobody did. Thank God. It's the first time I've ever actually admitted that publicly, what I just did. Seriously. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
The FBI,
funny at the time.
The Department of Military, whatever, is going to be knocking on the studio door later.
We really don't appreciate people impersonating Martians during missile launches.
Let me see. 604. Don't forget, coming up every hour at 30, Journey on the 30 for tickets. See Journey, Def Leppard, and The Pretenders. Friday. You ready for the show?
I'm definitely ready.
I'm working on getting the Bob Seger Boulevard sign down to the band. See if we can get them to sign it.
That would be
on
cool.
Friday. I know Joe Elliott's in, but we're going to see if we can get the rest of them. So we got a lot to get to this morning, including this.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got, Aaron?
It's a pair of Cabana Suite tickets to join us at the final WCSX Classic Rock Saturday game at Jimmy John's Field in Utica this Saturday, July 14th. See Tom Petty tribute band as the West Side Woolly Mammoths take on the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers, and I'll be singing the national anthem there.
Are you ready?
You know, Julene was freaking me out yesterday. I'm kind of upset with her about it.
Because she had to do it out of, she didn't have to. It was an honor to do it out of the Oakland County State Fair.
Yeah, but she's like, she's like, the way the stadiums and stuff are, they clap back at you, so you got to be in your own head. I'm like, Julene, don't tell me things like that.
248-398-WCSX, call number 31, right, to get him right now. Yeah, why would she, I think she's trying to mess with you.
I don't think so.
I think
it's Julene being Julene. But the point is I'm singing the national anthem. We want you to come out and hang out with us and watch some cool baseball.
There you go. Call now, 248-398-WCSX. In case you're wondering how Aaron sounds today doing the anthem. Here we go. Start the car.
Spangled banner, yeah.
That is not how I sound.
You'll do. Actually, you have a wonderful singing voice. You'll do a great job at that. All right. So you want to? We'll keep playing that all week. Just kind of get you a little more fired up.
I was practicing in the car all day yesterday, driving around.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Just cruising around singing. All right. Okay. What's coming up in sports?
A train wreck in Tampa for the Tigers and FIFA rolls on today.
What's this deal with this? You were talking about your app that you were telling me all about this in the studio yesterday.
This is so cool. It's called Tackle, T-A-K-L. So what if a friend comes up to you and says, you know, you've been working really hard lately? Well, Tackle's here to make your life easier. It's amazing. We were just talking about junk removal with Ryan.
Yeah.
You can actually schedule.
You can do that,
can do that with this app. You can get your house cleaned. You can have handyman work done. You can have junk called, like I mentioned. Yard work finished. Furniture rearranged. You can have a TV hung up on the wall and hundreds of other chores checked off your to-do list. Tackle connects you to background checked providers who can show up ready to work in an hour or two. There are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. They have a big list, like assembly, custom bundled jobs, and all the prices are right there so you know what you're paying. So if you're ready for someone to help make your life easier, just download the Tackle app for free. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or chore done, then download the free Tackle app now. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your to-do list done. I'm telling you, it is so worth it. Had the windows clean, had some junk cleaned out of the garage already. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself to Tackle.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook!
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's House 612. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Tim Hortons Hungry Hoagie. As in, head over to Tim Hortons and grab one of the new made-to-order hoagies for just $3.29. Price and participation may vary. Well, Daniel Robertson hit an RBI single in the 10th inning. Tampa Bay Rays won for the 12th time. Their last 13 home games beat the Tigers 10-9 last night. Tigers had tied at 9-all during the 8th.
Kept fighting back. Oh. Never gave up, man. They were scrappy last night, but
It didn't happen. They do it all again tonight. Matthew Boyd on the mound. Matic Monday at Wimbledon. The usual suspects have advanced. Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, and American John Isner. On the women's side, Serena Williams and Angelique Kerber will move on. Serena and Angelique play today, not against each other, but they're both back on the court. And FIFA resumes with France and Belgium squaring off today. That should be a good match. England and Croatia tomorrow.
Final four. You and I got a little $1 bet going here. You got Belgium?
I have Belgium. You have France.
I do. I have France. Because the little thing with the rooster on it. Oh. I like their sweater or whatever you call it.
That was a very feminine thing to say. I like the team because of their uniforms.
Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
We'll get to that later this morning. I'm not even going to acknowledge that comment. Jeremy, you ready to go watch some baseball on Saturday?
I sure am.
Awesome.
Yay!
Yay!
So, are you rooting for the West Side Woolly Mammoths or the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers?
I am rooting for the National Anthem.
Aw.
Aw, that's cool. You're going to come out and cheer Aaron on. That's fantastic.
Too bad.
I hope I don't tank it, though, honestly.
We're handing out vuvuzelas to everyone. The whole time. It'll be fine. All right, hold on there, man. 248-398-WCSX. I'm bringing one now.
A vuvuzela?
Your little comment about me.
You can't do that during the national anthem, though. That's incredibly disrespectful. You can vuvuzela all you want after I'm done singing.
Oh, no. No. It's going to happen during. And I even let you side when you said Novak. What was it? It's Novak Djokovic, not.
What did I say?
Zavojkovic.
No, I didn't.
You did. Brian, get the tape. We're going to run it back. She gets mad at me because I say Wimbledon.
Because it's not. There's no T.
Well, there's no tea in iced tea. No, bad analogy. Never mind. CSX Big Jim's House, 6:30, 71 degrees right now. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Coming up next, a dilemma for anyone who's out of town when something happens with their kid, and especially when you're a celebrity. I think we can all relate to it. We'll talk about this next. It's 6:30, Aaron. What should we play? Any suggestions? Anything we should put on the old turntable over here?
Maybe some Journey?
Done.
I'm actually driving down to work at Dearborn.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, you are caller number
30. You're going to see Journey this Friday night alongside Def Leppard and the Pretenders at Comerica Park. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That is awesome.
Fantastic, man. All right. Well, hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next. And then you're also registered for the grand prize, which is what? Upgrade, parking, and then
dinner for two at the Elwood.
Elwood as well. So we'll get you in for that one. Everybody else? Next chance coming up at 7:30. Hold on, okay, bud?
Will do. Thank you.
There you go. Journey on the 30, every at 30 this week during the show. 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 for the show Friday night. We had just teased this about celebrities and just being a parent in general, not just a mom, a parent. And you miss something important in your kid's life, some big moment. This happened because Serena Williams, that would have been the seventh over the weekend, she tweeted out, she took her first steps, I was training and missed it, I cried.
Aw.
So here's the question. 248-398-WCSX. We were talking about this in the office, in the studio, too. Do you tell her? Do you tell the parent, the other person, hey, while you were out on business or while you're over at Wimbledon or where, you know, wherever you're at, you're not home. You missed your kid's first step or you were saying like your first words.
Or do you just pretend like it never happened and then when they do it again, you make a big deal out of it?
See, that's, I kind of think that's what I would do. Wouldn't you? Although we're so driven by social media that, you know, the idea, as soon as your kid makes first step or something, you're going to put it up on Facebook, right?
Or if Johnny hits a home run at T-ball or something and you're not there.
Well, that's my one theory, though. No one in the history of ever on Facebook has ever put up, my kid went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. You have never seen that post, that update, that status update. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Here's a question. Would you tell her or would you wait until your mom gets home and just, oh, look.
That's a tough one.
Valerie said on Facebook, by the way, Big Jim's House on WCSX, you can join us there. I would tell her she attempted to take a step, then she can look out for the next steps. They'll still be the first for mom. It's not a bad idea.
That isn't a bad idea at all.
So would you want to know?
I would want to know because it's a milestone, but then I would want to see it for myself.
So you'd want them to tell you, hey, Riley took her first steps and you missed it.
Yes, because I thrive off of disappointment in my life.
Wow. Did not see this conversation going that way. I can't breathe. She sucked all the air out of the room.
I'm joking. I wouldn't want to know because I would just be really bummed out.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't tell me because then you're going to think about like Serena Williams. You can see that the tweet, she's crushed that she missed it.
It'll happen again, you know? Don't tell them and then pretend like it didn't happen. And then when they do, it'd be like, oh my gosh, you know?
So you're just saying one giant parenting lie.
Yes.
Okay, good. This concludes Parenting Tips in Big Jim's House. CSX Big Jim's House, 649. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. So, question for everyone this morning, 248-398-WCSX. Grab a cup of coffee and answer this question. Have you ever had your brakes completely go out in your car where you could not stop? Where you could not stop? I'm just curious if it ever happened to anyone. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can call or text us here. Ryan will get your phone calls. The reason I mentioned this was, I was so proud of myself yesterday. I put air in the tires of my truck and changed and put brake fluid in it. And I walk out of the auto parts store like, macho, macho man, you know, feel like I could fix anything. Then I went home and took a nap. But the brake light came back on yesterday after I'd put the brake fluid in.
Uh-oh.
So I either got a leak or something in the line. So this morning I went and I'm thinking on the way to work, okay, what if I completely run out of brakes? I put more fluid in there. But the whole time I'm thinking in the back of my head, like, do I take the freeway or the side road? I chose the freeway because I figured that way I only got to stop once. And I can use the truck gears to slow the truck down.
That's what I would have done.
Right? Okay, so that was cool. But I'm just, and I'm, the whole time I'm on 75, from, driving in from Waterford, going like, well, when I get the 696 change, I'll throw it into second gear, and then I'll slow down here, and, you know, and then I'll use the up ramp on Woodward so I can slow myself down. I had this all mapped out, what I was going to do. You...
It's the greatest story ever.
Okay.
I had this piece of crap Ford Escort. It was like way back in the day.
Okay.
It was like the 85 or 86. It was one of the older ones.
Now, how old was it when you had this?
Oh, it was.
It wasn't new, though.
No, it was okay. It was right. Old.
Okay.
And I was living with my brother in North Carolina at Camp Lejeune when he was in the Marine Corps. We didn't have any money when we lived down there, and the brakes were going bad on the car. And it got to the point where there was no brake pads or even any rotors or anything left. And we went to go stop at a red light one day, and I could feel it, like, slowing down, but it wasn't stopping. So we had to throw open the car doors and Fred Flintstone it.
Don't! Seriously?
It was that bad.
Okay, so you put your feet out to get the car to stop.
Yeah.
Did you keep going with the car because you're already in it? What did you guys do after that?
We went back to the laundromat because that's where we were headed to go do laundry. And then I was like, we should probably get this fixed.
Probably? So you can't pedal foot it. Oh, my God. You stuck your feet out and stopped the car.
Yeah.
At any point did you think, like, what if we can't stop this car?
Well, I didn't think about that until we got to the point when we actually weren't stopping. And then I was like, Fred Flintstone it.
We got to stop this car. I'm seeing calls coming in. We're going to go out to the phones next, man. So, yeah, on the way into work this morning, driving my 17-year-old truck, and I'm like, the brakes are what if they fail completely? Because I got a leak somewhere. And then Aaron decides to just go drifting with her brother some Ford Escort.
My little Ford Escort.
248-398-WCSA. Just curious. Have you ever completely lost brakes in your car, and what happened?
Oh.
CSX, Big Jim's House, just before 7 o'clock. Don't forget Journey on the 30, 7:30 this morning. And then every hour, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, tickets for Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders, Friday, out at Comerica Park. This is weird.
I'm freaking out now.
Okay. We're going to get back. We were talking about this. I had a truck issue this morning that I had my brake light come on. I had no brake fluid on the way in. So I was thinking about, what do I do if I run out of brakes? If my brakes, because they went all the way to the floor. I'm like, what do I do if I have no brakes? So we're getting stories from you at 248-398-WCSX. We want to hear from you. Have you ever had an incident where you completely lost your brakes? And you shared a story. We were talking about it here in the studio, you and your brother.
Yeah, we had a really crappy old Ford Escort, and the brakes were going, and we had to Fred Flintstone it.
You had to put your feet out to get it to stop.
Yep.
Seriously. So, like I said, we're going to get back to calls. But last week, about a week ago, we were talking about Facebook. I was telling you about a friend of mine who never Googled a pair of shorts that he was talking about with a buddy at the gym, and it showed up on his Facebook timeline. Aaron V.
Same thing. We're talking about cars with no brakes and having car accidents, and I just got two ads on Facebook. Two, not one, two. One for an injury attorney and one for an auto repair place.
Now, you did not Google it.
I did
you
not
You didn't even.
Google.
You never typed it. Nothing.
Nothing
you just
about
talked about
cars, brakes. We were just talking about it.
That is so weird. That is proof right there. We've
it
been talking
proof.
About. God, that's strange.
It's
real.
Freaky, man.
Yeah, 248-398-WCSX if you want to talk about it, apparently, because Facebook already knows what we're going to talk about anyway. So, Rob, good morning, man.
How you doing?
We're good. So, have you lost your brakes?
Yes, I was in the service, and me and a buddy of mine were going on leave, and we were going to Wisconsin from Kentucky, and we ran up, our brakes went out, and we downshifted all the way there.
So, you just kept going with no brakes?
Yep. All we did was downshift and stop.
I love Detroiters. We just like, yeah, screw it. I got to go, man. All right, Rob. Have a great day, bud.
All right, thanks.
There you go. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Or you can just think about it and Facebook will tell us what you're thinking. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Tommy Tucson. You're going to be singing that all day today.
It does stick in your
that
head.
That is the biggest earworm song we got on CSX all day. All day I'll be singing that.
You know what else is an earworm?
What's that?
On the shores of Lake Ichigumi.
Doing Edmund Fitzgerald talk this morning. 7:10, don't forget, Journey on the 30s. We will have a Journey, Def Leppard, and Pretenders tickets for you at 7:30. She's looking for an excuse to sing that. I may sing that when I crash into a wall at 40 miles an hour. Because it'd be the last thing I'd hear. I'm like, why not? I'll just go out there. I got a 17-year-old truck. It's been a great truck. I think it's finally given up the ghost. Had some brake fluid line. Added some more brake fluid to it yesterday. The light came back on this morning, and I could almost go all the way to the floor on the way to work. I mean, all the way down. So I'm thinking to myself as I'm driving on 75, what happens if the brakes are gone? What do you do? It's an automatic. So I was thinking like second and first, you know, the old on the
yeah,
on.
Then throw it in neutral.
Right, just trying to figure out what you can
Coast
do.
Ghost it.
How am I going to stop on 75 and drive
it? Flintstone it.
Right. So you told me that you and your brother actually had the car crap out. You put your feet out?
We had to. We had no other option. We were going to go right through a red light in North Carolina.
248-398-WCSX. Damn. Bonnie, we had to stop the car. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Have you ever had your brakes go out? Because I was as close I've ever been. And it's a scary thought. You're like blood pressure's through the roof on the way to work going, holy crap, what's going to happen if these brakes really do go out?
No, you do get the heart palpitations and everything because you're like, uh-oh.
Ton of text messages. I was just reading some of these here. 248-398-WCSX. Same number you call is the one you text.
Megan got in touch. She says, I was driving my 1984 Plymouth Acclaim. In 1999, I was headed down Hill Road in Grand Blanc. After I went across some train tracks, I applied the brakes because I was approaching red light. The pedal hit the floor. I dodged traffic in the right lane to whip into a Rite Aid parking lot where I let the car hit a curb to stop and threw it in park. This was my first car, and it had just been serviced. Turns out the tech who worked on it put the brake line on the wrong side of the shocks, and when I hit the railroad tracks, it had caught and cut the line.
Oh, no.
I hope you sued.
Oh, just saying. No. Larry, go ahead. Larry.
Oh, so I was driving a 85 EXP on 275. Got into a traffic jam and applied the brakes. Both front lines burst, and I hit a BMW M3 series at about 20 miles an hour. And about a month later, I get a call from the Secret Service. Apparently, the guy was a Secret Service agent, and they called me back to follow up to see what happened, and nothing really happened after that. But luckily, it was a manual, and I got it home just using the transmission. But
there you go. Well, okay. So Larry loses his brakes and takes out somebody in the Secret Service. What could go wrong there? Freeway, I mean, it's good for you because you only have one stop, but for the other people on the freeway, if it's rush hour, like right now, I would not want to be on any road with the brakes out of that's a freeway. Although with our traffic, you're only going 8 miles an hour anyway, so probably not that bad. Mary, go ahead.
was driving with my kids and someone else's kids in the car. It was winter. Middle of the trip, I hit the pedal and it just went all the way to the floor and nothing happened. Oh. There was snow on the ground. I pulled off the road where I could and turned in circles in the snow to stop the car.
Oh my God. That's my favorite Belinda Carlisle song, Circles in the Snow.
I think it was sand, but nice try.
Okay, yeah. It's really sad that I knew that. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX. We got time for one more. Jordan, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
So did you ever lose the brakes in your car?
Oh, I've always been an owner of junker cars, and I've had brakes go out numerous times. It's not a new thing to me.
So you just downshift, or what do you do?
Most of them are manuals. The thing I found with most cars is if you pump the brakes a couple times, it builds up enough pressure to stop it. And if it comes to it, you slam it to the floor hard enough, your car will stop.
Okay, this is not like going to a Chinese buffet I've never been to before, Jordan. You kind of like, I'll pump the brakes a couple times and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it happened to me a couple weeks ago. I bought a truck about 50 miles from home and went to take off, and then the brake line blew. And the guy was all concerned and like, oh, that's nothing. And said, as soon as it runs out of fluid, the front brakes will work fine. It was on the rear brakes. And he kind of looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. 50-mile ride home. I'm on the freeway. I'll just hit the brakes a little harder. It'll stop.
Remember we were talking about the Canadian guy in the snowmobile? This Jordan's one of these guys like, just gotta send it. All right, dude, you're awesome, man. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. It's 248-398-WCSX. We'll get more of your stories about brakes and lack of there and wherefore.
Proud of myself.
She lit up. She's like, I got this. Watch this. So we're talking in the studio this morning. I had the brakes go all the way to the floor this morning on my truck and the brake light came on. I think I got a brake fluid leak. And then, so I was curious, and we were curious, have you ever had your brakes go out? We've been getting all these calls and amazing text messages. Is there any other we can jump on real quick?
David got in touch and said, when your brakes go out, just use your emergency brake.
That's no fun.
I know. Yeah. Unless you're, like, in the Dukes of Hazzard or something.
Right.
Like
do it there. 248-398-WCSX. Now, you had this actually happen, you and your brother, though. You had to, what did you guys do again?
We had to Fred Flintstone it.
You just stuck your feet out and stopped the car.
Yeah, it was slowing down. We were approaching a red light, and I had the brake all the way to the floor, and it wasn't stopping because I had wore the brake pads and the rotors and everything down on this car. We were poor. We didn't have any money to fix it, so we were just trying to use the car, to do what we had to do before it completely fell apart.
Now, let me ask you a question. So you and your brother put your feet out of the car. You opened the doors, put your feet down.
Yeah.
Were you going, whoa, 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 whoa? Were you saying whoa?
Of course we were.
Of course you are.
You have to. Like, whoa.
We all assume at that point our car is a horse. We've all done that. You're behind the wheel. You're like, whoa, whoa. Whoa, big feller. But you did stop the car.
We did stop the car. And then we had a good laugh about it. And then we just carried on about our business because that's what Detroiters do.
Exactly. Wendell, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So what?
Well, I don't know if I can beat that Fred Flintstone. I was just driving down the road and some idiot got in front of me and cut me off, slammed on his brakes. I almost rear-ended him and my brakes failed. Had the downshift manual transmission. Just ended up pushing down on the parking brake a little bit to help slow it down.
See, so that's the other thing. Yeah, you hit the parking brake trying to do that one.
But see, that's the benefit of having a manual.
You can't. Yeah, downshifting helps. And you don't want to nail that parking brake because then you'll end up spinning or something crazy.
Although in the movies, it always works. Always, Wendell.
Oh, sure.
Always works. All right,
ask
brother.
Burt Reynolds.
Exactly, yeah. Pull that handbrake and let her drift, man. All right, Wendell. Hey, thanks for listening in the morning, too, buddy. We appreciate it.
Can I do a quick shout-out?
Yeah, go for it.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, you guys follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, we make bunk beds for kids that are sleeping on the floor. And we were just, they did a story on us last night with NBC. We did our first build a couple weeks ago with Kohl's, and it's pretty exciting. Check us out.
It's a great organization.
Hey,
where are you calling from this morning?
Chesterfield.
What are your plans for Friday night?
Hopefully going to the concert.
Woo!
Well, you are. You're caller number 30. Congratulations. Yes. You're going to see Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next. Everybody else, 8:30, next shot, Journey on the 30s, okay? Okay, there we go. Congratulations, Lori. Now, we brought our producer, Ryan, our office millennial, and our stunt guy. It's been a while since we've done something. We did a lot of, I was thinking about this because tomorrow's our 1 year anniversary of the show. July 11th, 2017, our first show is Big Jim's House, the three of us. So we figured we would do something to celebrate. So we would not only honor our show tomorrow, we're going to celebrate the life and times of Evel Knievel, right?
Yeah.
By recreating the jump over Caesar's Fountain here in the hallway tomorrow morning. Now, to recreate that, we have a motorcycle, right?
Yeah, we can call it a motorcycle.
What is it exactly?
It's a girl's pedal bike. A little like, girl's
it's
pedal
a
bike.
Tiny with Huffy.
Yeah, we got the streamers off the side.
Yes, and then again, because we want to, you know, this is going to be a huge celebration. The stunt, we're doing this in the hallway. You're going to be jumping instead of Caesar's. We couldn't get Caesar's Fountain, obviously.
Oh,
you know, it's too big. We couldn't get that.
Disappointing.
So we're going to do what again?
Get a beautiful Caesar's salad kit.
And we're going to put it in a
kiddie pool.
Okay. So instead of doing Evel Knievel jumping Caesar's Fountain, we're going to have Ryan on a girl's bicycle jumping a kiddie pool with a Caesar salad kit in the middle of it.
This is
going
to end so poorly.
So we're trying to figure this out right now, though, because you can't go by Ryan Logan or producer Ryan. That's lame.
We need a nickname for him.
We need a stunt guy name.
New stunt name?
You got to have a stunt guy name. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Just gone a Sunday. Have we figured out the ramp yet?
No, that's what I got to figure out. I might have to see if I can steal my neighbors.
I don't think you would announce that on the air. Most people don't go on the radio and go, I'm going to break into someone's house tomorrow at 4. Yeah, what do they have a ramp?
They got one of those, yeah, the old school, like, just the black plastic ramps that would be perfect.
I've got some drywall in the back of my truck, but it's been sitting there for like 6 months. I'm afraid you hit that with this bicycle, it's just going to snap.
Yeah, I don't want to go straight over the handlebars into the pond.
What Aaron? About the car changing thing? You know those old tire ramps that you put the car up on when you're doing work underneath it? Anybody might, got a metal one?
That might really send me head straight into the ceiling.
That's the point.
Oh, just got a second. Should be on to something here. All right, 248-398-WCSX. 248. So you're down for this?
I'm in. Yeah, okay. I'm excited. I'd rather do this stuff than eat stuff.
Okay.
Somebody suggested that you use my big wheel that we were talking about yesterday.
Too wide in the hallway. You know, we don't want him to get hurt. He left the room.
Yeah, we do.
A little bit.
That's why I suggested the car tire changing ramp.
I'm going to go out when we get done here. I'm going to go out and take a picture of the hallway so people can go. We're going to do a walkthrough to show you. He's going to go down the hallway, like how far? 20 feet, maybe?
It's about 20 feet.
And then we have the area where it opens up enough to where he can jump over the Caesar salad kit on the bicycle over the kiddie pool. And then he's got about how far to stop before he hits the doors?
About a foot and a half. It's very...
It's not a foot and a half.
It's very... this is what I'm concerned about, because if he breaks those glass doors, we're all going to be in a lot of trouble.
It was your idea.
No!
It was your idea.
Aaron's like, Jim, you know what we should do tomorrow for our 1 year anniversary? Have Ryan jump a thing of Caesar salad in a kiddie pool with a girl's bike.
I would have just fed him something really awful again if it were my decision.
Okay.
There are tons of great nicknames coming in, too, via text message. If you have a nickname for Ryan, he's got to have a stuntman name.
Yes.
248-398-WCSX. That's 248-398-9279.
We'll go up. We're going to go walk the course, and we'll get some ideas for this one. Yeah, if we get some good names, we'll get to those next.
CSX Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron D, producer Ryan, 750.
We just took a walk of the course. Tomorrow's our 1 year anniversary, so we decided we would do our 1 year anniversary spectacular super stunt with our producer Ryan in honor of Evel Knievel and Travis Pastrana over the weekend. Remember when he did the big jump? Well, he jumped a motorcycle over the fountain at Caesar's Palace. Well, we don't have a fountain or a motorcycle, so we have a girl's Huffy bicycle, a kiddie pool, and a Caesar salad kit. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow with producer Ryan. But you can't call him producer Ryan. He's got to have a stunt name. And all I look over, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Suggestions coming in, Aaron?
Oh, tons of them.
Okay.
We have Wrecking Ryan, Simple to the Point Crash Dummy, Flying Ryan Rocket Boy, the Caesar Salad Squisher.
Oh, like that one.
Fat Nasty the Magnificent.
Oh, God.
The Amazing Salad Shooter. I like this one.
The Amazing Salad Shooter.
Producer Pile Up. Crash, Wreck-It Ryan, Flying Ryan, Flying Ryan.
Ooh, Wreck-It Ryan instead of Wreck-It Ralph. That's a good one.
A lot of people saying that he needs the big wheel that we talked about yesterday instead of the Huffy.
Oh, but when you see it, we have a video up, by the way, on our, we did a Facebook Live video during the commercial break there. You can go to Big Jim's House WCSX. We also linked it over to CSX as well. If you want to see the course that he's going to run, we're going to do that indoors here in the hallway. We measured it out. You think my feet are too big? I went a little too...
No, I think your feet are much better measurements than mine.
He's got an 18-foot run-up on the bicycle to the pool and the ramp, which we still don't know what the hell we're going to use for a ramp. But and then he's going to clear the kiddie pool with the Caesar salad kit. And then he's got about how far? 12 feet?
I think it's less than 12.
Before he hits the double doors coming into our wing here at the radio station. He'll be fine. He'll be fine, Mom. Don't worry about it, Liz. If you're listening, Brian will be fine. Are you wearing a helmet tomorrow? The hockey helmet? Okay, he's going to wear a hockey helmet.
I think you should, just to be on the safe side.
Mm. Dave, go ahead, man.
Hey, man, for a ramp, get one of them cornhole games and just put a board over the top of it. Put a sheet of plywood down the bottom of it. Make an awesome ramp, brother.
Nice, Dave. That would work. Can we have those here at the station. We can borrow one of those. I don't think our marketing guy's too thrilled with this. When we told him what we were doing, he's like, you're going to do it out of the parking lot, right? Like, no. Got to do it indoors, man. It's got to have danger to it. So we haven't figured out a nickname yet. Do we have one we like?
I like Flying Ryan.
Flying Ryan?
That seems to be the general consensus, too, via text message.
I like Wreck-It Ryan for some reason.
And Leapin' Logan.
Although Salad Shooter is pretty funny. But he's going to be jumping over that. Anyway, we'll do that tomorrow right around 7:30. Are you ready, Ryan? Are you ready for this? Okay. I mean, really, it's tougher on us because we have to watch. No laughing tomorrow. Oh. No, we're going to laugh. Right. Yeah, right. CSX Big Jim's House, 801, 71 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. He says his name today. Tomorrow, for our one-year anniversary for the show, we're going to do a stunt here in the hallway that everybody at work is really thrilled about. Both people that are here so far both said, really? You're going to do this in the hallway? Really? We were trying to get a motorcycle and jump a fountain like Evel Knievel or Travis Pastrana did over the weekend. Instead, we have a girl's bike with tassels, a Huffy. We have a kiddie pool and a Caesar salad kit. Close enough, right?
I think so.
It'll work. So he's going to do this run down the hallway on the bicycle, jump. He's got about 18 feet, clear the Caesar salad kit. So he's going to jump Caesars and then stop within 12 feet. But we're still trying to figure out his name because producer Ryan, you got to have a stunt name. Flying Ryan was recommended.
Wreck-It Ryan. Wreck-It Ryan.
Salad Shooter.
You're wrong.
But ladies and gentlemen.
Bob won today.
Bob wins this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan's name for tomorrow morning will be?
The Kidney Stone Kid.
If you don't know, the Friday before we all went on vacation, Ryan couldn't come in that morning because he passed two kidney stones. So the Kidney Stone Kid, tomorrow morning. I say, how does it, kid? The Kidney Stone Kid.
I feel like I need to make him an outfit.
He's been working on it. He's already got it covered? Oh, yeah. No, he's very excited about doing this tomorrow morning. Oh. If you want to see the course, we do a walkthrough. It's on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House WCSX. We actually do a Facebook Live there as well.
Because I was going to go by the secondhand store today and try and whip up something very awesome.
Oh, I still think there's time. We can bedazzle the hell out of him for tomorrow morning. So we'll do that tomorrow around 7:30, though. But we have the name now. The name for producer Ryan, Stunt Boy, will now be known forever as...
The Kidney Stone Kid.
Okay. Coming up next, a lady walks into a meeting. The wrong meeting. Oh. And she keeps going.
Yeah,
text Big Jim's House, 822. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 73 degrees right now. On the housecast this morning, we're hoping to talk with one of the guys who owns the St. Clair, the Bob Lowe boat. So we'll have him on talking about it, give us an update. Now, MLive, I don't know where they got this from. Someone took a drone and flew over it yesterday. If you want to see what the damage is like, you want to get a new video, yeah.
Of the burned boat?
Yes, yeah. If you want to see that, 248-398-WCSX, you can text us. Of course, the keyword is...
Bob Lowe.
Yeah, B-O-B-L-O, in case you didn't know that one. So he's got a GoFundMe page as well. Ron Cattu, I think, is the guy we're hoping to talk to. He works, he's a surgeon, so we're hoping to time all this out, but we plan on having him on there. So they own it. What do you think? They're trying to raise $500,000. with the GoFundMe.
They'll get it. You watch.
You think so?
I think so. There are too many people that love nostalgia.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask the question. I hope I don't make him mad, but I'm going to ask him. Was that the appropriate Viking funeral? Or are we done with this? We've been trying for years to do something with this boat, and it doesn't never seems to happen, right? You always hear what the latest plans were. What were their plans? They were going to make it into...
And like a haunted house and like a museum and stuff.
Remember a couple of years ago, like I was saying yesterday, like they were going to move it downriver. It was going to be down in Monroe somewhere, and then someone's going to work on it down there, and then it was in Detroit. It was a welding accident on Friday is what we know. So we'll talk to one of the owners today on the Housecast. You can also get that at WCSX.com. Again, though, if you want to see this drone footage, you really want to see the extent of the damage to this boat.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's significant. This is a brand new video of that one as well, and the GoFundMe page. 248-398-WCSX, the keyword being...
Pablo.
Don't forget, Journey on the 30.
6 minutes away.
You and your math today. So fired up about this. CSX, Big Jim's House, 831, 73 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Real quick, for all those people who are into health and exercising, we have something for you. You ready?
Go for it.
It's called Sufferfest. It's they have this brewery. And they're selling a new electrolyte beer that is perfect to drink following workouts. FKT Pale Ale, 96 milligrams of sodium, which prevents cramping following workouts. The beer is brewed with black currants and has 4 times more vitamin C than an orange. The low-carb, low-gluten beer also contains vitamins and bee pollen. There.
How many calories? Does it say?
No.
That's important.
Way to suck the fun out of that one.
Well, no, because Michelob Ultra is usually the go-to for healthy people.
You want to know what the go-to beer is when you're done working out?
What?
Old Milwaukee Light, because it tastes the same, right? It tastes the same, cold or warm. You can leave it in your car for like days. You pop one open, and it tastes exactly the same.
It's not about the taste. It's about the calories if you're trying to be healthy.
If you drink enough, you won't worry about how you look. Work for me. Thanks. Big Jim's House. Who do we have on the phone?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Sandy, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Brighton.
Are you at work? What are you doing?
No, I'm driving to work.
All right. Well, you're driving to work, and then Friday you're driving to Comerica Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You got a pair of tickets to see Journey with Def Leppard and the Pretenders at Comerica, and you're in the grand prize running for a pair of upgraded seats and dinner for two at the Elwood, plus some free parking.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening, too. We will do that again tomorrow, actually later on this morning, 9:30, Journey on the 30s, every morning this week, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. So what do you think about this Lions helmet, though?
I love it.
A friend of mine, Roger Christian, texted me last night and said there's this website, thesportsdrop.com, I think it is. They had different ideas to how to freshen up all the helmets in the NFL. Now, if you want to see the new helmet idea for the Detroit Lions, we'll text it to you. You need to check it out. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, being...
Lions.
Well, the way they're talking about it is, and I agree with them, this is the best one they've done. They're saying they're wondering why the Detroit Lions don't go ahead and adopt this new design for their helmet moving forward, because it's probably one of the coolest designs on the list. Agreed. It would perfectly fit a team that's trying to distance itself from its mostly mediocre past. We can agree with that, especially with all the new blood coming in from the Patriots like Matt Patricia, the GM Bob Quinn. It's hard to describe. It's this flowing lion's head kind of thing, isn't it?
It's beautiful, but you know, we were trying to figure out where we've seen something similar before. You know what it reminds me of?
Thundercats.
A little bit like Thundercats, but it also reminds me of the lion from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that.
Aslan. I think that was his name. Aslan? Aslan?
Aslan? Aslan? That's the guy with the chaps you don't talk to. He just walks from Heather. I'm Aslan.
No.
Aslan. It's not Aslan. Oh. I don't think so.
I overpronounced. My bad. Sure.
The Lion, the Witch, and the What's in the Wardrobe.
A guy with chaps.
You've met our guy, Aslani. Nice guy. You don't even want to know what Turkish Delight is. CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 8:55. And, we were talking about this yesterday. We brought back employment after deployment. What we're trying to do is help out the men and women right here in the Motor City, veterans that serve our country, and the least we can do is help them in their search for finding a job. Your brother, John, right?
Yep, John.
Took him how long to find a job when he got back?
6 months when he got out of the Marine Corps.
It's not easy, man, but we have teamed up with an amazing group of people that you actually pointed us in the right direction. Tell us all about them.
Yeah, they're Champion Employment Group, and they specialize in placing veterans into jobs for which they are qualified. That's their specialty. That's what they do. They deal with veterans, and they post a lot of their jobs on Facebook where you can look at all of the open positions. But if you just text us the keyword VET to 248-398-9279, that's VET, V-E-T, to 248-398-WCSX, we'll send you all the info on employment after deployment. Maybe you served, maybe you know someone who
served.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking, too. I mean, and with all the jobs, and this is just a perfect marriage. I'm so glad that we found these folks. And again, 248-398-WCSX, keyword VET.
And once a week, we're going to feature a veteran based off of the information we receive.
Yeah.
And we're going to feature him on the air and do our best to match them up with employers all over the Detroit area alongside Champion Employment.
Again, it's super simple. You can go to WCSX.com. It's on our page as well, or we'll even text it to you. 248-398-9279. The key word is...
VET.
Employment after deployment, right here. It's Big Jim's House, 94.7 WCSX. Morning. TSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And let me see. Don't forget, Journey on the 30 coming up at 9:30 this morning. Your chance to win tickets for...
Journey, Def Leppard, and the Pretenders at Comerica Park this Friday. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize, which is an upgraded set of tickets for the show. Dinner for two at the Elwood and free parking at the Elwood.
Hey, thanks. We talked so much about this. Thanks there, obviously, for Comerica and everyone else for making this possible. But thanks to the Elwood, too, for hooking us up with that grand prize. Very cool of them. They've been a partner with this radio station for a long time. And I don't think on the show we give them enough props. But Elwood, you're absolutely awesome. I have a question for you. I'm going to the doctor in a little bit. I got to go get a new doctor, so I'm going to get a checkup and then do the physical eventually down the road. You got to go the first time?
Yeah.
So, you know, I put on my good underwear today. Anyway, do you still get nervous by getting shots?
Not shots, no.
You're good with this one?
I'm fine with shots.
This idea, I'm trying to figure out if this is cool or not. I think it is. For anyone who's afraid of getting a shot, how about swallowing the needle?
What?
Yeah. There's a startup company. They got this proposal out there. They're floating this around. Comes with a new way for doctors to give you shots. You swallow a capsule with a tiny needle inside that opens up and gives you the dose in your intestines where you don't have pain receptors.
Yeah, but what if, like, what happens to it afterwards?
That's the cool part. So it dissolves. After you get the shot, the needle breaks down and your body flushes it out. And you don't feel it at all. They're doing clinical trials right now because it's just poke. Does that.
But what if you swallowed it wrong and it got stuck in like your esophagus or something?
Well, it's the size of a capsule. It's a regular pill. It's a little tiny pill.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's an interesting. It is interesting.
It is very interesting.
Because I had a buddy who he was known for when we were in boot camp, a guy from Detroit, Steve Brown. He was so nervous about getting our shots. They had those guns back in the day. Oh, they'd stick them into your arm.
Yeah.
And the one thing you cannot do is what? You can't flex. If you flex, it's just going to bounce. So he winds up actually, next thing we know is he locked his arm up.
Oh,
and
no.
It went down his arm.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
Oh.
Not good.
Ow, that made my arm hurt.
It was pretty sketchy, man. But anyway, we'll check that out. I'm curious to see about this one. Swallowing a needle to get an easier shot in your with pain, no pain receptors in your intestine.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, man, I'll do that over castor oil in a minute. In a minute. Next, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And, of course, this Sunday.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy because I'm
now, the audio is great, but the video is what you have to see.
Yeah, they're cool looking. I mean, they're very attractive ladies, but they're cool what they're doing. This is awesome. Cool.
Yeah, it's the Femmes of Rock, and it's this Sunday at the Emerald Theater in Mount Clemens. And the best part about it, it's a fundraiser for our friends at Turning Point, which is an organization that helps survivors of domestic abuse and sexual assault. Every week I talk with one of the first responders on my Women Who Rock podcast, Cindy Shalter Salcido.
Yeah.
So anyhow, they're able to do what they do thanks to donations and events that people buy tickets for. So we would like you to join us at the Emerald Theater this Sunday, July 15th. If you maybe have a company, too, they're still looking for sponsors for this event.
Now, all the link, it's at WCSX.com. But again, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword for that is...
Rock, R-O-C-K. Just send it in. We'll send all the info to your phone. But if you'd like to join us on Sunday. Just be caller number 31 right now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. I'll hook you up with two tickets to come join us at the Thumbs of Rock on Sunday in Mount Clemens.
And I'm sure when you get there, there'll be other ways to help out with Turning Point as well. So when you go to the show on Sunday, and again, if you're not doing anything on a Sunday afternoon, even if you are, I would look at this band because this is quite a treat that they're here.
It is four beautiful women who are incredibly talented at playing violins and cellos and stuff, yes. And they're doing classic rock.
You're going to love this one. This is right cool. In our wheelhouse, so FEMS Rock. All right, call now, 248-398-WCSX. All right, we're going to get out of here. Jolene's coming in next. Want to say hi to Steve at Internet City Computers on Warren in Westland tomorrow. It'll be our first anniversary show, 1 year together tomorrow. Big Jim's House. Me and you and what's his name? Producer Ryan, but we're going to call him...
The Kidney Stone Kid.
We're going to honor Evel Knievel and Travis Pastrana for our anniversary show tomorrow. Instead of jumping Caesar's Fountain, he on a motorcycle. We have a girl's huffy bike that Ryan's going to ride down the hallway and jump over a kiddie pool filled with Caesar salad mix. Same thing, really, if you think about it. And we'll do that tomorrow. Also, Battle of the Burbs tomorrow. What would you do Wednesday?
Oh, this is a good one, too, involving a wedding snafu.
I'm curious what you guys think about this. Have a great day. Once again, the great news, if you need something, pick you up this morning as well. All the kids are out of that cave in Thailand. And the coach. That is fantastic.
All 12 of them.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And then Disney offered them all, like, already invites
sure.
to Disneyland.
You know there'll be a film about it. You know there will be.
Are you going in Pirates of the Caribbean if you've been in a cave for 2 weeks?
Hell no.
No. I don't want to think that went through. All right, Jolene's next. Bye-bye.